I'm just going to do a very smart fade out on that lovely track. I'm sorry, people, to interrupt that music, but this is Lucy Cooper and it's a Recuperate Hour here on Arrow FM 92.7 FM, your community access radio station. And oh my goodness, what a busy day it's been. What a busy month. But I'm very pleased to say that I've managed to corner and harass and harangue two other very busy people in the community, Steve Fajaristad and Cara Pennington. And at last minute, because, ladies and gentlemen, I forgot I had a radio programme. So at the last minute, I said, Steve, can you help? Actually, you phoned me, didn't you, Steve?
I did.
It was very handy that you phoned me and phoned me on the very thing that we're going to talk about this evening. It's not this morning. I'm just going to give you a breakdown of my day. So this morning I woke up and I went and did Round the Vines, the 10K walk, lovely, in the sun, won the, what did I win? The fancy dress prize. We didn't go in fancy dress. What's that about? All you have to wear these days to win a fancy dress prize is a fancy frock and a parasol. So that's what we did this morning. And then what happened to me after that? Then I am on the Friends of Corkamai, which I'll talk to you a little bit more about shortly. But Corkamai Festival coming up this October.
Yes.
Very exciting. And so there was a patrons event where basically we try and wrangle as much money out of the wealthier citizens.
Well done.
They are a lovely bunch of people. And they were very forgiving of me. We all had to get up dressed in sort of Day of the Dead. Jeez. So that I still look dead because I've kind of got black eyes. I couldn't get the makeup off. So I was having to wear a wedding dress, $14 from an op shop. Felt a little bit itchy. There was a stain down the front. I couldn't identify.
Nice and scratchy, wouldn't it?
Oh, it was. And it was ever so hot. Yeah. So I've got a touch of sunburn. I've got black eyes. But Phenom did the catering at this event. And oh, my God, there's food is amazing. So these little macarons, they were in these gorgeous bright colours and filled. So I had a peppermint one filled with chocolate paste. Oh, my God. And then these other little lovely things came around. So everybody was very happy. And I think we were all well oiled. And then there was a showcase from some artists that will be doing a performance during Corkamai. So I went home and I finished off the roast potatoes because my husband had done everything else. And then we ate dinner, really shoved it in. And then I'm here.
Yay.
So there you are. That's a recap of my day. That's Recuperate's day. But it's not about me. I do have to remind myself, okay, it's not about you. It's about these two lovely people in front of me, Steve Fajaristad and Cara Pennington. Thank you so much for driving all the way from Featherston.
Pleasure. No
we worries. Are going to talk about all the wonderful things that are going on in Featherston. And let me just say, as somebody who used to live in Featherston and I've moved to Greytown, I know, Cara, had that look quite a lot. I remember going in to take in my dry cleaning to the lady that does dry cleaning in the hairdressing.
Ah.
And it was duvets that had been tucked down the back of the washing machine after a sick incident. They'd been there for a couple of years.
Oh, no.
I thought, well, we're going to move house. Why don't we wash those duvets? So I took them in because she's the only lady with the big enough washing machine. And she said, oh, it's nice to see you in here. I said, yeah, I'm moving. She goes, oh, that's nice. Where are you moving to? Greytown. Oh, okay. Well, that'll be $26. So I just let everyone down on my final days in Featherston. So it's really nice to reconnect, though, because of all the towns in Featherston, I mean, all the towns in the Wild Upper, they're all going great places, but Featherston is just going great guns.
It is.
Yeah. And Steve, you're right at the heart of it every day as manager of the community centre. What do you think has been the shift? Because there does seem to be a shift in energy. Or am I kind of waxing lyrical?
Well, it definitely could be looked at as a shift in energy or just a boost, a general boost of attitude and culture and new people moving to town. And there's so much, so many great initiatives happening, and you don't know who started it off, or I think everyone is doing their bit.
Yes.
And I do think it helps, obviously, that we've had a couple of really awesome shops come into the main street and just make that place look a bit more vibrant.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing. There's an amazing grassroots community, and people look after each other, and lots of people have really good ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot of creativity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when people have good ideas, they just get on and do them.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's something that's been building. I mean, just to kind of wind back the clock a little bit, we were talking, Steve, on the phone the other day when you fortunately called me and reminded me I had a radio show, that a couple of years ago, the wonderful landscape architecture students came over from Massey University.
Victoria University
do their master's project on some of the amazing things that could be achieved with the environment that we have, and that was a really exciting moment, wasn't it? And it seems like the energy from that time hasn't left us.
You guys are just riding that wave. Yeah.
And actually, blow my own trumpet. Well, no, plug. Just a previous Recuperate feature. I did do a nice audio feature on that Victoria University project. So I'll repost that on my blog, which is recuperate.com, just to, you know, kind of capture that vibe, because we've got some more lovely, yummy things like that coming up, which we will discuss. So, Cara, just tell me how you fit in this wonderful kind of community melange.
Well, the way that I started collaborating with C was I for the last 8 or 9 months have been coordinating the community network, the Featherston Community Network, and that brings together a whole lot of grassroots groups and social service agencies, health, education people, and we kind of get together once a month and have a chat about what's going on and what's important, and just try and use that space as a way to connect and collaborate and share information. So that's how I met Steve. I shifted to Featherston a couple of years ago, and I was a commuter, was getting up on the train and going over back and forth every day. And my partner and I found that we didn't feel really connected into this wonderful community that we really love. And so we decided that it would be better if one of us stayed in town. So I left my job at the Ministry of Education and I was just pottering around the house and I saw an advert for a coordinator of the community network, and that's kind of how I ended up here.
Wow, goodness me. So you made that conscious decision that one of you was going to, you kind of plant themselves in the community, both feet. Wow. Did you miss the kind of city life, though? Was there any part of you that kind of thought, oh, the shops?
No. Not at all. Wow. I just absolutely love Featherston. There's just no better place to be. I actually really don't like going back over to Wellington. I avoid it as much as I can.
You get the fear. So when did you arrive in Featherston at the very, beginning of your Featherston history?
I think it was 2015, March 2015.
Right.
Yeah. So very recently.
Yeah. And where had you come from?
From Wellington.
From Wellington. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we were one of the sort of the cohort of people that shifted over for the affordable housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it still affordable, by the way, or what's happening with the housing?
It is more affordable than most other places in the Wairarapa, probably still, but prices are going up really fast.
Yes, they are.
And apparently it's very, for every house that comes onto the market, there's a very long list of people that are interested in taking a look. So it is becoming quite difficult to buy in Featherston.
Yeah, because that was the one thing that drew us to Featherston was its proximity to Wellington. The fact it had a train station in the town. Always find that handy if you want to get on a train.
Yeah.
And the affordable housing. And it was a good 100K cheaper than Greytown up the line.
Yeah. Which it still is, I think. But I guess Carterton might be often maybe cheaper these days, and obviously more houses for sale. But Featherston is really worth it, You've got the river, you've got the best swimming hole in the whole of Wairarapa and probably Wellington too.
Yeah.
And you've got the lake. And if you go for a drive in the morning down to the lake, and there's just nothing more that you could ever want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, you come from a very beautiful part of the planet,
don't you? I have been talking to Cara about that in the car drive up here. But I didn't give you too many details, didn't I?
Saving it all for the show. Now, here's a broadcast from the Norwegian Tourist Agency.
It was really interesting. interesting this morning, actually, when I finally got up, because I did have quite a cold and I was really struggling to get up this morning. But when I got up, I was listening to an interview with a Norwegian dude who is the sort of face of Slow TV in Norway.
Right.
Slow TV is a Norwegian invention, from my understanding.
Right.
And so Slow TV is well, I didn't get all of it, but the basis of it is that, say, you're really looking at real life and accepting that there are all of these things that maybe are not perfect, or accepting that there are, you know, are pauses and but you're getting everything. So if you want to look at a train journey that takes 7 hours, then you're looking at the train journey that takes 7 hours. And so you're sort of, I think they put their camera not in just one place, but so that you had the whole beautiful landscape going past the whole time. So you can imagine, you know, it was beautiful. It's beautiful, even though nothing much maybe happens. But then you've also got this conversation between people who happen to be on the train journey. So you get a lot of insight into people's lives. And I mean, I remember when I was little and I was feeling quite naughty, but we had to do it. We had to look at our neighbours. So you'd sort of stand behind the curtain and look at them driving past or going past and go, oh, that's what this such and such is doing today. And, you know, and it was just that, just something about that. And these days you've got, what is that called? You know, real life TV. I kind of hate it. What is it?
Reality
TV. Yeah. I hate it. See, I don't even know what it's called. But I think that's kind of, I guess it maybe covers that need that we might have to sort of figure out what the people around us are doing. But then Slow TV is capturing it in a completely different way.
Yeah, slightly less kind of celebrity-based, more real.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like this idea. Mm. Wow, a 7-hour train journey.
Yeah.
So, it's a quite an interesting extension of the accessibility of kind of landscapes and places that Google Maps gives you.
That's right.
But you can kind of, but you're actually watching the journey. You're not just kind of following your cursor and doing that really annoying street view. Can you imagine? Just sort of every couple of clicks and then your internet slows down and So let's move on to a couple of the projects that we're here to talk about. Because the wonders of radio are that I think an hour is a long time and then I look at the clock and it's like 10 to 9 and we still haven't covered it, but I've told you what I had for breakfast. So we're here to talk about a couple of specific projects that are coming up, and give me your elevator pitch. That's not a very nice way to start things, is it? But I know, Steve, you're on the money here.
I've got the poster, so...
I'm a visual person.
And it's got lots of cute foxes and rabbits and moles and, oh, they're all so adorable. So we are doing a community potluck dinner in Fiddesten, and we're really excited about this. It's happening Sunday, 2nd of April, so it's, 2 weeks
away? 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
5 p.m. start, Anzac Hall in Fiddesten. And this is a thing that Fab Fiddy is doing because we want people to have the opportunity to meet their community, to share ideas, enjoy live music, really good live music. I'm sure there's going to be some local excellent musicians, and learn about the Fab Fiddy project, which is community-led development, and just have a really wonderful time. That is really the point of it, isn't
it?
And maybe, Cara, you can talk a little bit more about what we're wanting to achieve as, you know, in the greater picture of our community-led development.
Mm. Yeah, so I suppose, I mean, the Fab Fiddy is a group of about, I think it's sort of seven or eight volunteers who are all kind of connected to different kind of community focused roles.
Right.
I mean, so some of our members are just community minded people who aren't necessarily in a role like Steve or myself, which have a bit of a community development kind of component and focus. Mm. And what we what we're trying to do is have a bit of a community conversation about what is it that we want for future Featherston. Mm. And hear from as many people as we can to generate as much feedback as we can to kind of collate into a bit of a plan, and then try and bring everyone together to kind of work towards particular goals that the entire community can, well, you know, that the majority of the community can get behind.
Mm.
So community-led development is not, it's not new to Featherston. We've got a really long history of people stepping up and making things happen for the community and in the community.
Yeah.
And at the moment, there's a whole raft of things that are going on in little pockets. And we thought, we were kind of inspired because we were all at a meeting and we heard about what some other communities around New Zealand were doing when they kind of got together and they were making some really big change.
Yeah.
And we thought, wow, Featherston's actually a really, really cool place. There's a lot of talented people. What could we achieve if we started having these conversations and kind of working together?
Yes, yeah.
And we're recognising that change is already happening.
Mm.
There's already, you know, like Cara's saying, there's a lot of amazing people there already making huge changes and good changes, good improvements, there's no time like the moment.
No.
And
is it also a testament to the fact that often this kind of community conversation, because when I lived in Featherston, you know, as you say, there, it has got a long history, and often some people feel that they are being over asked, but actually, do you not think? I think it's a testament almost that we need to have almost an intergenerational conversation.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's got to go on for a long time,
yeah.
And it has to take up as many people into its embrace as possible.
Yeah.
And then change starts to evolve out of that. But because Featherston hasn't had an easy past, has it? You know, it was very vibrant back in the 50s and 60s and then kind of plateaued out as small regional centres do. You know, and it's coming back from that kind of place to find its feet again. And so the Fab Feathy idea has that got any funding behind it? Because you're a volunteer, aren't you, Cara? Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah. So I mean, in terms of our involvement in Fab Feathy, everybody is a volunteer. We don't have anyone. You know, it's not anyone's job to be part of Fab Feathy.
Right.
But we are lucky enough to have been supported through a group called Hapaitia, which is a group of social services providers, health providers, who got together and started talking about what they wanted to change for the children of the Wairarapa. Mm. So they have a Wairarapa focus. They secured some funding for a project which actually didn't eventuate, and so they offered that funding to us. And what it means for us is that we can access the expertise of inspiring communities, and they are a community-led development sort of consultancy, and they're working with, you know, a whole bunch of communities all around New Zealand and helping them do what we're trying to do in Featherston. So while it's not funding as in we have a pool of money that we can draw on, we actually have access to expertise and advice. So that's kind of how we've been supported at the moment.
And that's really useful, isn't it? Because it, it can often feel quite daunting, can't it, being in the community development space?
Yeah.
I used to work for Arrow FM as the kind of roving, recording, community development person. And I remember for quite some time thinking, what is it I'm meant to be doing? You know, almost, because I'm good at talking and I'm good at, you know, advocating for something I was passionate about. And then realising that actually those conversations is what it is, you know, that's the nugget, isn't it? The kernel. And and making those connections between all the agencies or the individuals or the movers and shakers. Is that your background, Cara, when you were working for the Ministry of Education? Or
no, not at all.
Right.
I worked for several years in strategic policy.
Oh, okay.
So writing advice for ministers and things like that. But before that, I worked for a number of years for Wellington Women's Refuge.
Right.
And I kind of did whatever was needed there. Yeah. You know, I did a lot of the finances and recruitment and volunteer coordination, that sort of thing. So, and even in another life before that, I worked in the private sector. So, I have kind of a mixed background in terms of sort of working in a multiple different roles that don't really connect to each other. But
you sound like a very useful person to be in the bunker when the balloon goes up. Yeah. I want Cara in sea. They would be totally fine.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, it's I really love the community of Featherston, and if I can share my passion and skill, then it's quite easy to sort of to do community lead development.
Yeah. And people are inspired by the energy, I think. I think it's sometimes that to be in the room with somebody who's energetic and has, like yourself, and wants to make something happen can often be that kind of thing that draws the other people in.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So FabFeathy is a group of volunteers, and it's about making those connections and having that long-term conversation. So what kind of projects do you envisage, or do you have on the books to give voice to that?
Yeah, I suppose that's a key question that people are asking us. But what we're doing at the moment is we're going out and we're trying to have those conversations. So we have an online survey on SurveyMonkey, and we also have a paper survey that we're asking people to fill out.
Okay.
It's only 5 minutes.
I think I've done it actually.
Oh,
and it was a good survey.
Good.
Yes, I enjoyed
and we're seeing
it.
A huge amount of people doing it.
Yeah,
that. It's awesome. We're getting good numbers.
Yeah, yeah. We've had an amazing response.
Yeah.
So, out of that, we will start sort of sifting through those ideas and looking at at what projects we could do. Right. And that's kind of the next stage, the planning stage. It's very difficult to be really concrete, you know.
Yes.
People, you know, people get really excited about their thing. You know, some people are all about, you know, we really want to start a recycling centre and be the cycling centre of Wairarapa, and you'll get a real crew of people who really want to get behind that. Other people really want to get a heated, covered swimming pool. So
we
have our own ideas about what we would like to see in terms of projects and what will get moving, but we're kind of in that stage at the moment where we're asking people, and we don't really want to preempt what comes out of it, because otherwise it will be a FabFeathy-led development rather than community-led.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. I see. So in your survey, it's a very short survey, just give the listeners an idea of what kind of questions they could encounter, or what will encounter. There's no could about it. nobody's making up the questions now. It's all been done. So what kind of questions are there?
Well, we ask how proud you are to live in Featherston.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. People like that one. We're also asking, you know, why do you choose to live in Featherston?
Right.
And there's a lot of the feedback is coming back with those, you know, like to be in a place where you can easily commute, really love the community, like the affordability.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that coming back in. We're asking, what are the three things that you like the most about Featherston? And we're asking, you know, what you would like to see developed in Featherston.
Right. Great questions.
Yeah.
And the one around the, you know, how proud are you to live in Featherston? Have you had a look at any of the answers to that? What kind of stuff is coming through?
Yeah. So most people are saying very proud.
Yeah.
But there is a bit of a mix, you know, and one person has said not proud at all. So, you know, there is, I suppose that with all of the activities that we've been doing to get feedback from the community, It's interesting because there is a lot of commonality, but you can also see the diversity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the important thing, isn't it, is about drawing in. There was often, you know, you go to community events and it's the same in every town that, yeah. you know, you see a core group that will turn up to everything and will always mobilise.
Yeah.
But it's about getting the people that might, you know, feel excluded or feel are hard to reach, mm-hmm. get them in the mix,
yeah.
and widen the net.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing a range of different processes in terms of connecting with the community, and that it's taken. It's a long process. So we've done a monthly article in the local Phoenix newspaper, which keeps people informed about what's happening and how things are developing. And we've done lots of notice boards around town. So that's been an opportunity for people to just go to wherever they're going normally, whether that's the fish and chip shop or the supermarket or the train station or somewhere else, and put their ideas on a post-it note on those notice boards. So we've got a huge amount of feedback come through from that as well. And then the community potluck dinner is another way of connecting with the community and making sure that we're stretching our, maybe I shouldn't call it tentacles.
I don't know, I think that creates quite an exciting image.
To the community. And
it's also an opportunity for people to come along and just ask us as well about what's this all about and how can I get involved and where's it going? I think that will be one of the best things about the night, that we actually can talk to people, because a lot of the stuff that we've been doing is kind of through, you know, sort of emails or, you know, maybe one-on-one conversations, but this is when, you know, we can get a group of people together and maybe get the conversation going at the dinner.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, just going on the last dinner that I attended, which was the landscape architect night, and people were really up for talking. And they were so excited to be in a room, be at a table of people they might not usually have bumped into for one reason or the other, and sharing these ideas and sharing that kind of community spirit and the sense you're all under one roof, all kind of sharing a meal together. It's kind of symbolically, it's kind of a quite important moment.
Yeah.
About that survey, where can people find it? Can I share it on my Recuperate Facebook page?
Yes, please.
Great.
So you can go to the Featherston Community Centre website and then go on the Fab Feathy page, which you'll see at the bottom of the homepage there. And as soon as you go on the Fab Feathy page, you within the next sort of couple of four lines, there is a nice Fab Feathy 5-minute survey link. So you can just press that, or you might see it on Facebook, because we're sharing it on Facebook, we're sharing it on email, and it is
just that one click away. We've got some fabulous posters up around town as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Great. Yeah. Yes, I've seen. Now, is it Chris Miller who's behind all your gorgeous...
Chris Miller has done the community potluck dinner poster.
Very nice.
And Martine of First Friday fame has done our...
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And that's been another amazing development, hasn't it, in the last 6 months, is Featherston's First Fridays.
Yeah.
And the first one I attended, the others I've not been able to get to for one reason or the other, but it was such a great night. There was such a good feeling at the school. I mean, I know they wanted it at the Squircle, but it was moved to the school for various logistical reasons, and it was a really top night.
Yeah.
And it was great to see the kids there and the parents, and everyone was so relaxed and chilled.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's when we thought we were going to get a summer as well, you know.
Yes.
Do you remember those days?
Yeah. But it did since move to the Squircle, and it did really well there as well. I went to, I think, all of them apart from one.
So how is the Squircle working as a space in which to gather? Does it work?
I think with that kind of initiative, it is it's perfect.
Yeah.
Really, because of the organisers' ability to kind of dress the stage, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if I can comment on it you know, on other times of the days or the week or the month. I'm not sure. I don't see a lot of people using it. No. It would be nice if we could have some kind of a market there or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think as the town starts to migrate towards the Squircle, it will become a focal point. And it certainly looks very attractive from the street. I like the mix of lighting and the hard and soft landscaping. Mm. Just, sorry, going back to the survey game, when does it finish?
Oh, we haven't decided.
Yeah, because we really want to get to sort of between 200 and 300 responses, because we think that's more. I mean, the more the better. I mean, if absolutely everyone filled it in, that would be fantastic. Yeah. But we're at about 130 now. So great. If we could double that, that would be awesome. And I think we'll probably just keep it open until we can hit that number.
Great. Yeah.
But I mean, that's only been, 2 weeks?
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So if you're going online and you're filling it out, fill it out and then share the survey with your friends on Facebook. Would you please? Would that be advice? Yeah. Great. Yeah. Good stuff.
We'll send you the link.
Okay,
so
that'd
be
nice.
So that you can get it straight up there. Yep.
So I do have a Recuperate Facebook page, and we can also put it on the Arrow FM Facebook page as well.
That'd be fantastic.
Do a touch of tweeting as well, though it's an echo chamber, my tweeting. I always get really excited. Think, oh, this will get the Twitter sphere going. And deathly silence, but there you are. Now, I would like to play some music, because look at that. It's 8:30.
Woo-hoo.
We've chatted for half an hour.
My goodness.
We need the listeners to just digest the fact that they have to go and fill out that survey because it's their duty.
And come to the community potluck dinner.
So, Steve, tell me what track you would like to play while I fiddle with my phone and find it. You can tell us what we're
going to... I don't know if I remember which one I put first.
We've got some...
Let me have a look.
I can see some Sonic Youth.
Oh, yes. Well, how about Booty Swing? Because we need sort of a bit of upbeat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to
some upbeat moves here people are digesting it.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, and let's just, I've just got to turn things up. Oh my God, me and this phone and this
Booty
desk.
Swing by Parov Stelar.
God, it sounds like I could hoop to it. Which is,
I think you could.
There you are. Excellent. Bingo. I've got my hoop reference in for another month. Excellent. So this is Recuperate. I'm sponsored, by the way, by the top pub, the Grey Town Hotel, who did a fabulous St. Patrick's Day on Friday. Next year, for St. Patrick's Day, you have to go to the top pub. They start with breakfast. They've got entertainment at breakfast, entertainment at lunch, and then, of course, everybody gets absolutely hammered in the evening. But it was a really top night. Ursula and Tony do a great job there. Proper pub. So anyway, that's my sponsor. I'm very grateful to them. This is Booty Swing, if I press all the right buttons at the right time. Let's give it a go. Oh, we're away.
Thank you.
with Booty Swing. I could definitely hoop to that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. In my mind, if I wasn't squeezing spots in the studio, I'm just having a terrible teenage outbreak in here, I'd have got my hoop out. Welcome back. You're listening to Recuperate with Lucy Cooper and the much more together Steve Fajarasel and Cara Pennington, who have driven all the way from Featherston this evening to join me in the studio, for which I'm extremely grateful. And we've been having a great chat about all the incredible community development stuff that's going on in Featherston. Just before that music break, we were talking about the potluck dinner. So what can people expect? What is expected of them on the 2nd of April when they go to the potluck dinner at the Anzac Hall?
Oh, well, just to come along as they are, or they can dress up if they want to.
Oh.
Bring some food.
Great.
Really, you know, bring some dinner or some cake or something that you'd like to share. Bring your family, obviously. And as you sort of arrive, I think we'll be... Everyone will be getting busy chatting and looking at the growing table of delicious food. We have a really good reputation, I think, for bringing really amazing food into
the
district.
That is true, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
So I'm quite excited just about, you know,
just about
getting the food there and even just sort of, you know, encouraging people to bring food because, I think people are amazing, amazing cooks in Featherston, so why not show that off? And then, you know, people will arrive and I think we will have set up a few tables. We haven't quite decided on the format of this completely 100%, but we will have set up several tables. So obviously there is tables for the food, but then there are also tables where people can sit down and start plotting down their ideas and their thoughts and maybe having conversations or just catching up with friends or meeting new people. We will also want to display all of the wonderful feedback that we have been getting through the notice boards. So that will be displayed in some way or another and probably people will be able to add to that.
Great.
I don't know, we're thinking about whether or not we are supplying any sort of or organising any activities for the children, but not sure about it. And you know what? I mean, every time I've been to the Anzac Hall, the kids are just happy anyway.
They
you
are,
know?
Aren't they? Yeah. Running around screaming
they're
their
just
heads
happy.
Off. Yep.
So, and then I think once people have had some food and have had some conversations and been able to put down some ideas, we will probably also have a little session where we tell everyone about what Fab Feathy is.
Okay.
And where in the process we are.
Yep.
And everyone can ask questions and we will answer them as best as we can.
Great.
And there might be more ideas, you know, coming through that conversation and more discussion between community members. And then we will have some really good live music.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sounds like a classic night.
Yes.
And I will be taking my handheld recorder down and creating another audio piece to go along with this. So don't be frightened of the scary lady with the recorder. And what I might do, I was just listening to the piece that I did for the landscape architecture project, and it gets really loud in the hall, doesn't it, when everybody's quite excited. Mm. So I might just gradually take people away because my levels are all over the place and it just sounded like, we're all shouting and I love this community. So in order just to take the edge off off the aggressive sound, I might just take people away. But it would be lovely if you've got a story to share or an idea that you'd like to share, then you do come and find me. I should wear something flamboyant, like I've got my green wig from St. Patrick's Day. Maybe that would,
No. And then hoop your way through the wall while you're recording.
My God, recording and hooping at the same time. It's like a perfect storm. Wonderful idea. I like this room. I'm loving this room. You're listening to A Coupe, just to give you a reminder. And also I'd like to give another shout out to my fabulous sponsors, the Greytown Hotel, a.k.a. The Top Pub. You can find them on Facebook, and I would recommend going on there. They do keep it updated with lots of photographs of people in worse for wear states having a glorious time. And but they also do great food. They've got a great chef there at the moment, and the food is excellent. Their dining area is very pleasant. It's a bit separate from the main bar, and then the bar is great. They have live music on a Friday, and they have quiz nights and banjos. Oh, my God, it's awesome. So thank you to Tony and Ursula at The Top Pub for sponsoring this show, and for all the sponsors of all the shows on Access Radio, because without you, the stations wouldn't, it would just be dead air. There wouldn't be anything coming out of here at all. Now, there are some other great things coming up at the Community Centre Seve, of which you are the manager, and you do a marvellous job there. And one of them is something that you've done in the past, which is the art sale. I have two pieces from the art sale. Yours.
Woohoo!
And a Martine potato.
Ah, awesome.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to spending up large. Tell us a bit more about that.
Hey, do you know what? Just before we start talking about the art sale, sorry, I didn't tell you this earlier. I just also want to do a tiny bit of advertising for another initiative that's about to start in Featherstone, which is the Meals on Wheels.
Ooh, fabulous.
And I just think that that's such a great idea. And May Brown, who is a dynamo, and she's made lots of amazing things happen in Featherstone before, she has put her heart and soul into this, and has just got it off the ground. It's supposed to start on the 3rd of April, which is a Monday, and so anyone who wants a meal on wheels, they can ring her. I don't actually have her details here right now, but we'll get it up on the website for the community centre. And the meals will arrive to the centre at 12 every day and then be picked up by a bunch of really wonderful volunteers who will then take it out to the people who need them.
Wonderful. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And do you know how that's being funded? Sorry, I seem all about the money tonight, but I'm just, you know, curious.
I actually don't know. I do know that, and I may pronounce this incorrectly, I think it's the Whare Kaka Rest Home Martinborough who is actually providing the meals.
Great.
And a meal will cost around about $9.60 or something.
Okay.
So I haven't heard about any other funding.
Okay. So keep your eye on the Featherstone Community Centre Facebook page and the website for that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really valuable service.
And then I would love to speak about the Wairarapa Art Show or the Wairarapa Art Sale. Let me correct myself there. So the Wairarapa Art Sale started last year. It is a fundraiser and amazing art event in Featherstone. And It just goes off. I mean, we had so many people submitting work last year. There's so many amazing artists and creative people in Featherstone and in the wider Wairarapa.
Yep.
We sold work for probably about $7,000.
Wow, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think the centre, I have to say, I can't remember how much we fundraised for the centre. So the centre last year took a commission of maybe about 20%.
Right.
And I think we fundraised maybe around 2005 or something like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm. And this year we will be taking 30% commission, I think, which is really still nothing.
Oh, it's very competitive. Yes. I mean, that would be the kind of numbers you'd get from a gallery, hey.
And so we're opening Thursday, 11th of May, 2017. It is the night, I think, before Booktown opens. So it's all happening while Booktown is on. Mm. And the gallery will be open daily during the Featherstone Booktown weekend, the 12th to the 14th of May, 10 to 5 p.m. Oh, I think it will close a bit earlier on Sunday. Yeah.
Right. And so it's not an auction, is it? It's a sale.
It's
so
a
every
sale.
Artwork has got a price, and you pay that and you go away with your brand
new. You can take it away as soon as you've bought it.
Ooh.
I mean, I personally love for artworks to hang for a bit longer so that they kind of get to, you know, so that a lot of people get to enjoy them.
Yes, yeah.
But that said, there's nothing wrong with taking it away, because as soon as someone's taken that artwork away, we will put a new one on there.
Great.
And that's good, you know, as a fundraiser to do it like that, cash and carry. Yeah.
Will you be having any of your work in there, Steve? Because I've got a glorious photograph of yours.
I think I will. Yeah. Great. What about you? I think you're a pretty brilliant photographer, so
I like to
sort of hoping that maybe
I have been actually Jen Olsen, who I know is she helping again on this?
Oh yes, yeah.
She's an awesome lady. Yeah. I work with Jen as well, and she is the only person who could do a genuine awesome doodle in a meeting, in a team meeting. So we're all kind of like doing little circles and other sexually repressive kind of shapes. But then Jen will do this amazing, art, like a proper piece of art. And I'm thinking, I could frame that. Wow. And it's just in a notebook. Jen did ask me if I wanted to put some work in, because me and Jen have been thinking about putting a little show together.
Cool.
It's just, I just need to think about it, really.
Yeah.
Well, and I will do.
If you want to register.
Shall I do that now? Shall we? You're a hard saleswoman. I'm not going to get out here alive.
So if you want to register, if you want to find any more information about it, you go to Featherstone Community Centre and you press on the Wairarapa Art Sale button, which will then take you to all the details, including the guidelines and an online registration form.
Great.
For anyone who doesn't want to deal with computers, they can just turn up at the centre and we will have a hard copy registration form for them. Yeah,
that's good. And is there a fee to register, or is it just a free registration?
You know what? That's a good question. I can't remember there being a fee involved. Okay. It is just the 30% commission on the work.
Right.
I think there might be a fee involved if you were to forget to pick up your artwork, if it didn't sell.
I see.
And because last year we did have quite a lot of artwork sort of sitting around, and I guess we are a community centre after all, so it's kind of hard for us to outside of that dedicated art sale time to make sure that we're looking after those artworks. Totally. Because we've got clients who wants to use the rooms.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're looking at, can people have, all sorts of, sculpture or...
All media accepted. I would say the key is that it's showable as is, So if you've got wet paint, that's not going to work.
Okay.
and if you've got we were looking at outdoor work as well. We've got a big car park there, so and we don't have to have cars on all of that car park. So we can have outdoor art as well, but again, you need to have conceived of how this is going to be safely installed and take responsibility for that. We want to get the artwork and just plonk it on the wall pretty much, or plonk it out there and know that it's going to stay there.
Totally. Yeah. That sounds great. That will be a really exciting event. Looking forward to that. The community centre appears to be going from strength to strength, Steve.
I think so. Yeah. I hope so. I think it's going really well. We are steadily increasing the number of people who are using it every week or every month. The networking group, Featherstone Networking Group, is now sort of seeing numbers up in the 30s, which is really fantastic.
That's great,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, it's amazing. And I would like to add to that, we would still really want our sort of more grassroots groups to come to that networking group. It is definitely for them. As much as it is for social service providers who are coming to Featherstone. We've got a big timetable. I had to take a photo of the Thursday schedule on last Thursday and put it on Facebook, and I think we got 520 something likes, because literally it was jam packed. I was struggling to fit it all in there. So, it's going really well. And we're going to have a school holiday programs as well, run by Kim Goodall, I think, this school holiday coming up, which is really nice to know, because our art room is wonderful.
Yes,
and
it is
facility. And we do need more school holiday programs run in Featherstone.
Yeah, I mean, it's as a parent, the old school holiday juggle can be a real tough one to kind of get your head around. So, and I know that there are holiday programs in kind of Carterton and Masterton, but knowing that there's something, kind of closer to the southern end is really good.
And I guess I would also then like to give a little plug to I think it's the Assembly of God who often does a school holiday program. I'm pretty sure that they'll do another one.
They yeah. announced cool. it at the last community meeting.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. And also quite often the Featherston Library will do one, but I don't know if that's confirmed or not for the school holidays. Yeah.
So lots going on. So if you're new to Featherston or you're old to Featherston but haven't quite got yourself down the centre yet, then do, because it seems to be it's always been a great place to kind of start that little journey of discovery of all the groups you can join, and also just meeting people like yourself, Cara and Steve, to get those ideas that you've had trapped in your head for however long, to make them happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, and connect with others.
And I think that's also a very good thing to do if you've got those ideas, to come to the networking group as well, you know, to actually to let the networking group know what you think would be really important to have in Featherston or... Yeah.
When do you meet? People. When does the networking group meet?
So the networking group meets a little bit randomly, but kind of monthly.
Right.
But if I can I can send you my details to put up on your website if you like.
That would be awesome. Yes,
I also have a page on the Featherston Community Centre.
Right.
So that and my details are on there as well, so people can get in touch and know when things are happening.
Brilliant. Thank you. Now, we don't have very long, and I've left my my big question about funding to the last, because I am interested, having been a recipient of funding in the past from a government agency when I worked for Arrow FM. But and I remember then it was very much you had to demonstrate the need for your service, and often that could be quite hard to pin down in this kind of community development work, because you're conscious of a need. That's why you're applying for funding. But actually, sometimes demonstrating that need can be quite difficult. Are you finding that funding agencies are taking a more strategic approach, a more kind of hands-on or helpful approach? What's your experience, Cara?
Yeah, well, the Department of Internal Affairs have got a program which is called the Community-Led Development Program, in which they have actually completely changed the way that they approach funding. So what they're doing now is what they're asking you to do is, rather than apply for funding for a, you know, we are going to do X project, we need, you know, so much money, and we think that meets your criteria in these ways. Rather than doing that, they're saying, what is it that you're wanting to achieve? What are the outcomes that you want?
Yeah.
And you know, what help do you need from us? So,
got it.
It's very flexible, that program, but the idea is that they partner with you over a long term,
right,
rather than it just being, you know, the financial year.
Yes, yeah.
So
makes so much sense, doesn't it?
That's right, because they recognise that, you know, when communities get together and do things for themselves, it's you know, it can take time, and people need to go at their own pace, and that doesn't always neatly fit into the July to June time frame. And so, that's one of the things that Fab Feather is wanting to do. We're wanting to put an expression of interest in to partner with a DIA. Brilliant. And hopefully we'll be selected, the Featherston community, to partner with the DIA over that period of time. And there's all sorts of ways, different. It's very flexible. So they might provide us with some funding to bring in a coordinator who will help us coordinate all of our projects, though they might come and help us connect with the people that we need to partner with to achieve the things, like, you know, they might come and help us partner with council or partner with other funders to achieve some of the things that we're wanting to do. And they sign up for a long term, so they don't just sort of leave you hanging after a year.
That's great. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, because within the department, the DIA and the Lotteries Fund, the people I dealt with were always incredibly knowledgeable, but were often, you know, their role or the way
very
they...
Very constrained.
Absolutely. Yeah. They couldn't deliver that kind of service. Mm, they were delivering this fund, and it runs from here to here, and get your application in.
Yeah.
And this is what we think might work. But so this sounds like a really useful way of using everybody's skills and expertise. And also the the amount of people they must meet who, you know, they can start joining the dots across communities.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So when do you hope to kind of see that partnership kind of take shape?
Well, we'll be using the plan that we're developing as the basis of our expression of interest, and we're going to try and put an expression of interest in by the end of this year, and that will be considered in early 2018.
Brilliant. Thank you, ladies. It's been really fun. Treat to hear about everything that's going on. Steve, I can see that beautiful poster. And so Steve has reminded me that that potluck dinner is on the 2nd of April. It's a Sunday. Starts at 5 p.m. It will go on for a good couple of hours. There'll be music. Please bring a plate to share. It's at the Anzac Hall, which isn't far from the playground. So if you're in the playground with your kids, then just march them up to the Anzac Hall and they can carry on their playing there. And bring along your food. And food is such a nice expression of people's background, isn't it? It can always make a really interesting sort of display of everybody's heart and soul on the table there.
Yeah.
Well done. It's really great to see and to know that Featherston's in such great hands and that you're continuing to go from strength to strength. I'm looking forward to turning up to this potluck dinner with a car full of hula hoops, because I've been hula hooping in Wellington for the day. So, you know, if I ask people questions about, you know, how's their orbit coming on, you know I've got mixed up where I'm at, really looking forward to being part of it, and thank you for asking me, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's been amazing.
It's been really fun.
It's been a great chat. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Recuperate on 92.7 FM. Gets repeated next Thursday, and also this show will eventually go up on my Facebook page and my website, which, oh my God, there's so much to do on social media these days. I can't keep up. I'm about a year behind, but it will turn up there, and I'll make sure that we share this show and I'll share that survey that we are talking about as well. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I don't know what's coming up next. It will be great New Zealand music if it's not people talking, because that's what we do here in between your shows. And if you've been listening to this and thinking, I'd like to do my show, then give them a call at Arrow FM or find them on Facebook, because we're always looking for new program makers, and everyone's got a show inside them. Oh, forget the novel. It's a radio show. Thank you and good evening.
Oh.